Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to be part of this important dialogue and I have a possibility to address your advanced question. Human rights protection is the ultimate goal for the government. Major steps were made in the direction, and let me bring to your attention the work that the Ministry of Internal Affairs has undertaken. We all understand that there will be no success in reforms or development without the protection of human rights. Therefore, we have started the implementation of our latest reform agenda, so-called systemic upgrade, with the creation of Human Rights Protection Department back in 2018. The main aim of this department is to introduce complete new standards for human rights protection with the police and beyond, and also address the major shortcomings that were identified over the years by local and international organizations. Department have a very specific task to provide timely and effective response, among others, to crime like domestic violence, violence against women, and the hate crimes. Department monitor the process of investigation of the above-mentioned crimes, develops recommendations, and closely cooperated with non-governmental organizations. In this department, MIA has started changing the attitude of police officers towards sensitive groups and specific crimes. As a result of this policy, today police officers are much more effective in response to each fact of violence compared to the previous years. There are much less cases that involve discriminatory motive expressed by law enforcement officers. Cases of inappropriate responses by police have been minimized. Perpetrators are mostly criminally charged in a timely manner. Let me mention some important steps undertaken in fighting domestic violence and hate crime. Establishment of Witness and Victim Coordinator Service to support witness and victim in the process of investigation, ensure their awareness and access to social services, improved legislation and strict liability, new risk assessment system that allows prevention at early stage of violence, GPS monitoring system of high risk offenders, strict policy against abusive police officers, special guidelines to assist the investigator in identifying discriminatory motives, intensive training for police and active awareness raising campaigns. As a result of improved policy and practice, reporting to police has significantly increased. Measures undertaken have resulted into triple number of new investigations, both on hate crime and domestic violence. One of the latest challenges was possible growth of domestic violence during lockdowns. We have active communication strategy with population in this regard and elaborated short messages, including in minority languages, and sent it out to every cell phone number. The text contained note of the domestic violence and alternative ways for reporting to police, accompanied with a link of mobile application of 112 with source and chat feature. Fortunately, we have not observed negative developments during pandemic. Apart from increasing the effectiveness of the investigation of hate crimes, one of the priorities of the ministry is the insurance of the right to expression and assembly of each citizen, irrespective of their political views, religion, beliefs, sexual orientation, and any other science. The vivid examples are number of rallies, including on May 70, held by representatives of minorities, during which the MIA maintained safety of rally participants and availed them with the possibility to freely express their opinion. The persons exerting violence were arrested immediately. This kind of violence of the grounds of discriminatory is unacceptable. MIA has been responding to each fact and will respond in the future as well. Georgia has repeatedly strengthened its asylum system and became fully compliant with the 1951 UN Convention. National security consideration is one of the grounds for rejecting to grant international protection. The decision on international protection ensured the balance between rights of asylum seeker and state security interests. A rejection based on national security ground is fairly low. In 2019, we had only 32 out of 407 overall rejection, while in 2020, only 90 out of the 351 rejection. Even rejection can be appealed and the court has full access to security information as well as public defender. Finally, yet importantly, let me mention temporary detention isolators and last visit of CPT delegation, who received a very positive impression of the sustained efforts aimed at combating police ill-treatment. The delegation has received hardly any allegation of ill-treatment by police officers. While MIA has achieved significant progress in mentioned areas, of course, challenges still remain, and we spare no effort to further advance the system. Honorable delegates, thank you for your attention.